This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, February 19th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Police in Pakistan arrested two Christians last Saturday for having a Bible study in a park. Harun Ayub Massa and Salamat Mansha Massa, two Pakistani young adults, were reading the Bible in public. Muslim youths questioned them about their Christian faith and later returned to attack Mansha. The Muslims then accused the Christians of blaspheming Islam, which is punishable by death. False accusations of blasphemy are common in Pakistan. 24 Christians are in prison right now on such charges. 1 Peter 4, verse 14 says, "If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified." James Coates, the pastor of Grace Life Church in Alberta, Canada, was thrown in jail for daring to hold in-person services in violation of coronavirus restrictions, reports Global News Hour. Coates received a $1,200 fine in December. Alberta Health Services ordered the church to shut down in January and then arrested the pastor earlier this month. In a recent sermon, Coates said he must obey God over man.
I'm doing what I'm doing in obedience to Christ. I am quite content to let the Lord Jesus Christ himself decide whether or not this is persecution. He promises that those who are persecuted for his namesake will be blessed. He's the one that blesses, and I'm content to leave that in his court.
Yesterday, Facebook announced it is blocking users in Australia from viewing or sharing news on the platform. The move comes in retaliation to an Australian law that would make tech companies pay for Australian journalism. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he would not be intimidated by big tech seeking to pressure the Australian Parliament. This continues the recent push by European governments and the U.S. to regulate and limit the power of tech companies. South Carolina became the latest state to pass a heartbeat law this week. Republican Governor Henry McMaster signed the bill yesterday. The law bans abortions when a baby's heartbeat is detectable, typically around 6 weeks of pregnancy. Sadly, the bill includes the exceptions of cases involving rape and incest. 11 other states have passed heartbeat bills as well, but court challenges have blocked their enforcement. Listen to Janet Porter, the architect of the heartbeat bill, discuss it on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk through two special links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Pew Research found that 50% of Americans believe that evangelical Christians will lose influence in Washington under the Biden administration. 39% think evangelical influence will not change. And 9% think evangelical influence will increase. Evangelicals were much more likely than other religious affiliations to say that evangelical influence would decrease. Similarly, Republicans were much more likely than Democrats to think that evangelical influence would shrink. Tragically, over the last week, 37 people have died in America during the winter storms. Hundreds of thousands of Texans have been without heat or water for 5 days in the frigid conditions. Churches across the state are opening their facilities as warming centers. And the Salvation Army is stepping in to provide food and shelter as 100 million people from Texas to New England face winter weather alerts. Data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that life expectancy in America fell by a year during the first half of 2020. Life expectancy is now 77.8 years, down from 78.8 years in 2019. It's the biggest decline since World War II. And finally, a new report by the Barna Group found that 60% of teens and young adults think that their generation spends too much time on screens. Half of respondents said they themselves spend too much time on their devices. The average teenager spends over 5 hours a day on their smartphone. The study also found that the demographic of resilient disciples were more discerning with their device usage, and experienced greater mental and emotional health. Barna defines resilient disciples as those who are committed to Scripture and the local church, believe in the death and resurrection of Jesus, and want their faith to be active in the world. Philippians 1 verses 9 and 10 says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ." And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Friday, February 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.